the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the different constituents of supplication and dua. The third constituent is the Almighty Allah, the one we ask a favor from. We said that in the very first place, we have to recognize the Almighty Allah. And knowing God has different effects on the believers who actually take part in supplication. There is one tradition narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, mentioned in Uddatul Da'i, from his fathers that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Allah the Almighty revealed to one of his prophets concerning his guardians, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَأَقْطَعَنَّ أَمَلَ كُلِّ آمِلٍ أَمَلَ غَيْرِي بِالْيَأْسِ. I swear by my magnanimity and honor that I will cut the desire and wish of anyone who relies on other than me, and I will deprive him of my favors. وَلَأُبْعِدَنَّهُ مِنْ فَرَجِي وَفَضْلِي. Does my servant rely on other than me during afflictions, whereas the afflictions are in my hands? أَيَأْمُلُ عَبْدِي فِي الشَّدَائِدِ غَيْرِي وَالشَّدَائِدُ بِيَدِي وَيَرْجُو سِوَايْ وَأَنَا الْغَنِيُّ الْجَوَادِ بِيَدِي مَفَاتِيحُ الْأَبْوَابِ. Does he expect other than me while I am the self-sufficient, the praised? I have the keys of the gates which are closed. بيدي مفاتيح الأبواب وهي مغلقة وبابي مفتوح لمن دعاني. Whereas my gate is open to everyone who calls upon me. The Prophet ﷺ said that Allah the Almighty says, ما من مخلوق يعتصم بمخلوق دوني إلا قطعت أسباب السماوات وأسباب الأرض من دوني. If a creature resorts to another creature instead of me, I will deprive him of the means of the heavens and the earth. If he asks me for something, فإن سألني لم أعطه, I will not give him. And if he invokes me, وإن دعاني لم أجبه, I will not respond to him. وَمَا مِن مَخْلُوقٍ يَعْتَسِمُ بِي دُونَ خَلْقِي. But if a creature resorts to me rather than any of my creatures, the heavens and the earth will ensure his livelihood. If he calls upon me, I will respond to him. فَإِنْ دَعَانِي أَجَبْتُهُ وَإِنْ سَأَلَنِي أَعْطَيْتُهُ. And if he asks me for anything, I will definitely grant him. وَإِنْ إِسْتَغْفَرَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. And if he asks me to forgive him, I will forgive him.
I remember when I first met you.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
In Tafsir al-Mizan, brothers and sisters, mentioning two different traditions which talk about the depriving ones, the ones who resort to other creatures than Almighty Allah, we read, what we understand from these traditions is that supplication should be uttered sincerely. Supplication should not negate the great cause behind all causes. This is because everybody knows that there are causes and effects in this world, but the great cause, the absolute cause, is behind them all. These causes are not independent of the great cause, however. So it means that we should add the fact that man, through his inner nature, knows that for his wants there is a giver, whose actions are under his control, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is all aware. He is the absolute cause. So the servant should not resort to anyone other than him. So man recognizes naturally that origin in which all the control rests and the pillar on which he depends to satisfy his desires. These are some things different from these superficial means. It is compulsory for man not to depend entirely on these means alone and not to forget the existence of the absolute cause. This is the point in supplication. This is the point that man has to realize regarding this third constituent, which is the Almighty Allah. Man, with the slightest attention, will comprehend this issue. If he asks for something and his needs are satisfied, he will find out that his asking is really addressed to God. Here, the cause is the Almighty Allah. Now, suppose he asked the same thing from some other cause. He should know that this cause cannot actually satisfy his needs. In this case, a wrong assumption has made him assume the wrong giver as the real one, as the real giver. So he has turned to someone else other than the Almighty Allah, other than someone who can satisfy his needs. In this case, we see that man's inner nature is different from his apparent one. So this is the point we need to understand. The kind of the Almighty Allah that will assure us. And as he says, the heavens and the earth will ensure the livelihood of the person who only resorts to him other than the creatures, other than the things and the creatures he is the absolute cause for. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh,
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I'm